Two prison guards in Illinois are standing trial on federal civil rights charges this week. They're accused of beating 65-year-old Larry Irvin so severely he died. A third guard has already pleaded guilty. But there's evidence the pattern of abuse is much broader. Shannon Heffernan with member station WBEZ's Motive podcast reports.
In 2018, Larry Irvin was allegedly beaten by staff in a part of Western Illinois Correctional Center that is known for having no cameras. His autopsy showed almost half his ribs were fractured, and his cause of death was listed as homicide after a, quote, altercation with staff. But in order to understand the broader implications of this trial, it's important to know what happened in the years before Irvin's death. WBEZ identified 9 additional people who reported very similar stories to Irvin's. Beatings, often in the same part of the prison, sometimes even by the same guards. One of those alleged victims is Roger Latimer. He says that in 2017, he was dragged down a sidewalk and taken to an area of the prison not under camera surveillance.
At that point, the officer on the left starts kicking me with his boots over and over again. It was very terrifying. I thought this is the way I die, is I get kicked to death.
Latimer's medical records from an outside hospital indicate he had 4 rib fractures, bruises, and a concussion. The nurse wrote in her records that she tried to take pictures of Latimer's injuries, but guards would not let her. She wrote that the patient said, quote, "They're just trying to cover this up. No one will know what they did to me if you don't take the pictures." When Latimer heard about Larry Irvin's death, he recalled all the ways he tried to report his experience, contacting prison officials and local prosecutors.
It was like, gee, it sounded like he was dragged down a sidewalk and kicked in the ribs. It's like, so this is still happening. It's so upsetting because I tried to reach out.
The Illinois Department of Corrections would not answer a detailed list of questions about the blind spot where men report being beaten. Officials also would not answer questions about why no action was taken, despite documented reports of abuse. In a written statement, they said they installed more cameras since Irvin's death, but they insist footage should not be available to journalists or the public. Jenny Volenkatz is with the John Howard Association, a nonpartisan prison watchdog group, and says cameras are not enough. She argues that information of what happens behind prison walls needs to be available to people outside the corrections department.
When all of that information is only reported internally, we tend to see, you know, a lack of response, which is deeply concerning, but also unfortunately not unusual in a correctional environment.
The trial that is underway is of 2 of the men accused of beating Irvin, Alex Banta and Todd Scheffler. A third, Willie Hedden, has already pleaded guilty. But the trial has raised issues about the system beyond those 3 guards. Several staff have already testified they saw coworkers beating Irvin and did nothing to stop it. Irvin's daughter-in-law, Tosca Pipion, was at the trial and says the problem is bigger than just the 3 men who've been charged.
Everybody should be held accountable for what they did. I don't care if you kicked him. I don't care if you pushed him. He needs to be held accountable for it.
Neither of the guards on trial agreed to an interview. If the jury finds them guilty, they could face a sentence up to life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Heffernan.
You can hear more on this story on the WBEZ's Motive podcast, which investigates big prisons in small Illinois towns.